Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Mm-hmm. Helen Lamb is known to us as the lady in the long grass. Hello, Helen.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
So I was on holidays. I was out for a run and I was running on the glorious cliff walk, which leads out of Dunmore East and goes off to Portalley and Rathmoylan and on to Ballymacaw. And it was a lovely day and I was running. Anyway, you go through fields and all sorts of things. And I was running there, and next thing I spotted in my periphery vision, a woman lying in the long grass. And I thought, that's a bit odd, but kept running. And on my way back then, it was you. You said hello, and I was, oh yeah, that's you. And I was in the middle of a run and all that sort of thing. We didn't stop for a chat, but you sent us an email.
Yes.
To explain yourself.
I think if the shoe had been on the other foot, Ray, I might have turned on my heel and run away to see if you had been lying in the long grass. But I did feel I wanted to, once I recognised you, I wanted to explain myself.
Right.
So for a little bit of context, I work for a company, an Irish tech company called Version One, and we partner with Biodiversity Ireland mm-hmm. to support some of their nature and wildlife projects. And earlier in the summer, they put out a call for people to get involved in a fit count. Now, Biodiversity Ireland's fit count is probably different to your fit count. So yours is a bit fitter than theirs, but their fit count is an acronym and stands for Flower Insect Timed Count.
Right.
And it's basically a call for people to get involved in citizen science and to measure the health of our pollinators. And we do that using an app called the Fit Count app, which is available for free to download for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the app just talks people through it. So basically, you identify a patch of wildflowers.
Right.
And
you lie down.
Well, you do lie down. I mean, I find lying down on my tummy the best view.
Right. Okay. And then you're there among the flowers and the insects. And that's lovely, isn't it?
It's absolutely gorgeous. It has become my new favourite thing to do. And whenever I was just going for a regular walk along the Dunmore East Trail, I saw this meadow of red and white clover. Mm-hmm. And I literally couldn't pass it. I had to climb over the fence and start the app. And it's like a 10-minute timer. And you're counting individual insects that land on the flowers.
Right. Now we know from what I witnessed, what other people witnessed, there's been articles and papers, Collie Ennis has said it, there's a profusion of butterflies this year. Did that come up in your fit count?
There was a lot of butterflies in that area.
Yeah.
Now, I've done it in other areas, like in my garden. I have a no-mow May policy, much to the dismay of my partner. But there wasn't that many butterflies in our garden, but there was loads down in Dunmore East.
Now, the great thing is that this is a National Biodiversity Initiative, and you can download the app that you mentioned, and the fit counts continue until the end of September. So another five weeks,
yep.
Sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And start again in April.
Right. Okay. Has anybody else approached you or reported you to the Gardaí or anything like that?
Well, you were the only person that passed me.
Right, that particular day. Yeah. Isn't that glorious down there, though, isn't it?
It's glorious.
Yeah.
It is just stunning. It was my first time down there.
Oh, was it? Yeah. There's one bend I come around, and it's the only time in my life when I break into spontaneous laughter. It's a joyful sort of, I come around and I go, ah, and I sort of, it's uncontrollable laughter. It's that beautiful, that wonderful.
It is.
And this is important work, citizen science. It is important work.
It is, yeah. Like, it's really small, but it makes a huge difference. Like, I don't know, I'm not an expert in this, but I presume that Biodiversity Ireland are using this data to track how our pollinators are doing, which has an impact on our harvests every year.
Yeah.
And they're able to, like, once they're tracking it, then they're able to monitor any kind of changes due to climate and then kind of mitigate against it or maybe develop policies around it. So it's 10 minutes out of your life, but actually it has a huge impact, I think.
Yeah. And you know, people going out for a walk, it gives a purpose to the walk as well. You feel like you're giving something back. I was reading yesterday, there was an article about butterflies in the Irish Times, and they say, although there's been a huge increase on last year, it's 70 or 80%, that it was from a very low level. So that butterflies had all but disappeared because of the lack of biodiversity. We had a very good summer this year and it was moist, and that's the reason that we're enjoying the presence of butterflies this year. But all of that, all of your work and all the people who do it, that feeds into that, and the people who need to make changes, they know about it as a result. Okay, Helen, go on. Sorry.
I think there's a lot of work being done, like, by the county councils as well, around like letting our verges go wild, letting our roundabouts go wild. I think that all lends to it as well.
Okay. Well, enjoy your lying in the long grass, Helen Lamb. Thank you so much. Thanks, Helen. Mind yourself. See you. Right, bye. Thanks.